Lawmakers in Raleigh on Wednesday took a major step in their budget negotiations, a step backward. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
If there was any sense of congeniality and cooperation at the state capitol, it was not found in room 643.
Order, members will take their seats.
Where House Senior Budget Chairman Nelson Dollar called to order select members of the House and Senate to negotiate the now overdue state budget. Negotiators from the two bodies had agreed each would control 1 hour of the meeting. The House went first and decided to invite a few teachers, principals, and superintendents to make a case to keep funding for teaching assistance, which is cut in the Senate budget. Senate Majority Leader Harry Brown said, "Not so fast."
You're aware that if you're not a member of a, if you're not a conferee, that you're not even allowed as a member of the House or Senate to make comments in this meeting. The Senate would oppose or object to any outside speakers as we work through this process.
Brown and Dollar then bickered about proper procedure for a negotiation, which led to this exchange. Dollar speaks first.
What we had agreed to was that the Senate would have the control of its hour of time publicly. The House would have control of its hour. We are controlling our hour, and we're going to proceed with our presentations at this time.
And then, Mr. Chairman, I think this meeting's adjourned.
With that, senators started to gather their coffee cups, pens, and paper. Dollar called on Charlotte-Mecklenburg School Superintendent Heath Morrison to take the dais, and he began his prepared remarks.
Good morning, Dr.
Which led to this awkward statement.
I want to thank our lawmakers for listening.
Awkward because Senate negotiators were leaving. All this in just the first 6 minutes of the conference committee meeting. After the hour controlled by the House had expired, the senators returned. And while Senator Brown started his comments with an apology, he was hardly contrite.
You know, we could have found about 10 speakers to come in here today and counter everything that was said earlier in the past hour about teacher assistance.
Then he addressed Representative Dollar.
This isn't your committee meeting. It's a joint committee meeting. And before you decide what the rules are going to be, you need to get an okay from the Senate.
Brown said the Senate, unlike the House, has shown a willingness to compromise, such as dropping a demand to tie teacher pay increases to the elimination of tenure.
We gave up a key piece, which was the tenure piece, to try to move these negotiations forward. Again, no response from the House, no offer.
Brown even proposed a spur-of-the-moment deal.
It sounds to me like teacher assistance is the most important thing to the House. If that's the case, the Senate's willing to take your teacher assistant position if you'll take our pay raise position. And we'll start with those numbers, and we'll back budget out from those two numbers.
Representative Dollar had something else in mind.
With all due respect, Chairman Dollar.
After going over a new offer from the House, Senator Jerry Tillman was none too pleased.
This plan moves us nowhere. We've been talking about the lottery dollars, no change. We've been talking about teacher assistants and what we do and teacher salaries. And to me, this is barely worth the ink that took to write this thing. I don't see any differences, folks. We're not getting these big issues solved at all. We need to make some decisions on those key issues and move on.
Representative Dollar admitted the House offer hasn't substantially changed.
There are not a lot of major differences in here at this point.
Lawmaker after lawmaker were called on for questions or comments. When it was Speaker Tom Tillis' turn, he tried to rally the troops.
You know, people could have a field day with pretending that there are great emotions and that we're intractable. I don't think we are. I think this is when we're at our best.
Senator Tom Apodaca scoffed at that notion.
After those comments, I'm speechless. I'm all right. Thank you.
Senator Brown had the last word in this session, and it was a call for the House to do something.
Again, I have thrown different ideas out there on the table. I don't know what else I can do, but sooner or later, the House has got to do the same before this process moves.
Thank you all for attending. This meeting is adjourned.
The conference committee is expected to continue meeting until a budget deal is reached. Some senators joked they may be there until Christmas. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock in Charlotte.